Listen, I know, I have a watch just like the rest of you. I know where we are in our hour, okay? All right? That's okay. All I want to tell you is I'm very grateful for people who lead worship, and I'm grateful for the time that I have, and I've got some exciting things to tell you, so I need you to buckle in and get ready. We've got a year coming in front of us that is really exciting to me, so I need you here with me. I'm going to cut a few things, but we are going to tell you about some neat things coming for the Preston Road Church in the next year. So every now and then, it's time for us to just sit back and take stock of what God is doing in our church family and what he might be up to in this moment, the story that God continues to write through the Preston Road Church. I've told you some of those stories before, some of them at our 85th anniversary. I told you the story of when our church was sitting right about here in an old prairie home in the early 1940s, and the members said, let's build, and so they had a vision for a wonderful facility that you see there in the top left photo. But there was this thing happening in the 40s called World War II, and so they decided to pivot and not to put their money toward that just yet. But even in that time of scarcity, they were sending money to churches around the country for plants and for missions. They were sending out invitations to 3,000 people to come to VBS. They didn't let the momentum die, even though things had to pivot. God was writing a story in a difficult time when their cup was not overflowing. I told you the story of the very tragic plane crash that happened in 1979 that took staff from this church and the preaching school that we housed at the time, and how the church just kind of struggled during the 80s to figure out who we were going to be and wondered if we would survive that tragedy, but then rebirthed itself into a place of vibrancy and worship arts. Really, that decade was pivotal for forming the church that we know today, that God was writing a story even in the middle of that tragedy. Today is one of those days for us to sit back and take stock of what God is doing and to look around and see what he might be up to. A year ago, I stood right here and I shared with you a 2-year plan that the staff had prayed about and discerned, that our elders prayed over and blessed, that our servant leaders got on board with. We called it Deep and Wide. Year one was going deep in God's love. Year two, wide in God's mission. So I want to spend just a few moments today looking back on our deep year and then talk about what the wide year will look like. We said that deep roots matter. Roots that draw strength from Christ, that hold firm when life shakes us. And over this past year, we've watched those roots grow in worship, and in teaching, and in small groups and service, we have sunk deeper into God's story. A year ago, we kicked it off with everyone getting a plant or a tree. Raise your hand if you still have a plant or tree that you got that day. I love it. We've got some progress photos. The younger's plant, whose leaves are now larger and more robust. The tree that the Waughs planted, where you can now see the branches growing. I love the story that Steve and Monty Harper sent in. They planted a tree. They say this about it. We named our tree Roy because we planted it on the day my cousin Roy Wiley passed away. We didn't think the tree would survive the winter, but he flourished. I love that they used that as a tribute to a family member that was deeply loved. We preached through the book of Luke. We moved through our Advent season. We did some work on calling, how God might be helping us discern both individually and as a church. We used that series to kick off our elder selection process. We talked about deep conviction in the book of Jeremiah. And we ended the school year talking about being deeply formed as we used the book by Rich Velotis to guide us into practical steps to deepen our spiritual practices. Our classes came alongside us in the book of Luke and then moved into a series on the Holy Spirit that went right alongside our focus on discernment. And we ended the year with a focus on the Psalms. During that time, we had Drs. Amanda Pittman and Fred Aquino in for some master classes. We went and had dinner and worship at a park in Richardson, knowing that many of you live up there, and so we deepened those ties and those relationships in a different part of town. We deepened our partnership with the Dallas West Church of Christ, sending many over to serve in their food giveaways throughout the year, but especially as we gave away turkeys in preparation for Thanksgiving. A big component of last year was discernment, seeking God's will for new areas of service and community impact in the city of Dallas. Many of our staff and elders joined you for lunch at different places around the city as we prayed and asked questions like, what might God be calling us to do? What is our church good at? What does our city need? And you told us some things that were important to you. You said you wanted options to serve that were local, easy to get to, offered flexible options for people with different schedules, options that were faith-based, things that were kid-friendly for those of you who want to bring your kids, other options for people whose mobility might be limited and they might not be able to serve God physically in the ways that they once did. All of this work is rooted in what Paul prayed for one of the early churches. His words to the Ephesians capture the heart of what we are doing together. Paul says, "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God." Paul's vision is that we would be rooted and established in love, and that we would grasp the dimensions, how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. That is the heartbeat of this two-year vision. Last year was about going deep. Now this year is about going wide. Deep roots are essential. They anchor us. They draw us into the life of Christ, but they aren't the whole story. Roots exist for something, don't they? They exist for what's above the ground. Jesus makes that clear after he has risen from the dead and spent 3 years deepening his relationship with his disciples. He now calls them to a wide mission. At the beginning of Acts, he tells them, "You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." There's a geography to that call. It's movement language, action, outward, not staying put. And not doing things as scattered individuals, but doing them together. If last year was about deep roots, this year is about wide branches. Branches that stretch toward people who don't even yet know they've been invited in, that reach across barriers we've ignored for too long, that bear fruit for the good of the city, of the world, and to the glory of God. So when we go wide, it will mean empowering one another to step into new opportunities, seeing our neighbors and our city the way God sees them, sharing the gospel in word and deed, and serving in ways that meet real needs. It will mean keeping our eyes open for ways God is already at work in the city of Dallas and joining him there with focused momentum. The words you see on the screen are what I want you to keep in mind for this year: empowering and seeing and sharing and serving. We'll do this through what we teach and preach and how we live. We're going to start in a few weeks with a series called Wide Witness, following up the Gospel of Luke with the book of Acts. Our Advent series will be called The Hope of Every Nation, where we'll talk about the unconventional people who are invited into the story of Jesus. Then we'll invite people into God's family after the first of the calendar year with a series called Come On In, where we focus on baptism. After that, we'll confront division and prejudice with a series called Walls Torn Down. Then we'll gather around the table in hospitality as we lead to Easter with five meals with Jesus. And finally, we'll wrestle with God's compassion for outsiders in a series based on Jonah called The Wrong People. And along the way, Dr. Amanda Pittman and others will join us for some master classes. Dr. Pittman will be here in a few weeks again to start us off on the book of Acts. Many of you have told us that you want to hear more about what our church is already doing. So we are bringing something back that you may have been used to in years past. Ministry Moments, where many weeks during our worship service, in conjunction with the offering, we will update you on what's going on with one of our mission partners or one of our mission points. And so when we talk about ministry in the city, when we talk about missions around the world, you will know what's happening. You'll know where your generosity is at work. You'll know ways that you can be invited in to serve. Going wide can't just be limited to Sunday mornings, though. So here's our big plan for next year. We're calling it Beyond the Walls. And we're going to call everyone here to new heights of service. Now, I know many of you are already involved volunteering with organizations, other nonprofits. We want you to keep doing that because it's really paying off for our city. As Stephen said, so many of you are involved in important ways, doing great things and bringing honor to our Lord. We have a set of mission points and ministry partners we're going to focus on. And all year, we're going to keep a running list of ways you can serve next. And we'll highlight that all the time. Here's what this ministry partner is doing. They need 20 of our people. Here's a simple one-click sign-up to do that. We have a big goal. It's big, but it's not impossible. We want our church to log 3,000 hours of service. Now, that may seem like a lot, but it's really only a handful of hours a person. It's like 6 or 7. Okay. We can do that. I think if you will commit to serving, that's maybe one thing in the fall, one thing in the spring. I need all of you, blue collar, white collar, people who don't find themselves very busy, the two of you, whoever that might be, people who are very busy, people who've lived their lives in obscurity, and people who've shown up in profiles of the Dallas Morning News or D Magazine. People of all levels, join us as we serve our city. Now, we're going to have things that are kid-friendly, and we're also going to have things that are for those whose mobility or physical abilities might be limited. You will not be left out. We will have opportunities for you to serve, and we will keep those in front of you all year long. I'm excited to join with our ministry partners and mission points in service. I mentioned earlier we're going to talk about baptism. We want to always keep that in front of us, but there are times when we want to focus on that more. So after the first of the year, in conjunction with that sermon series, we will provide resources to parents and our older kids, as well as our whole church family. Some of it will be theological. Some of it will be very practical. For people who've been thinking about it, we want to give you your next steps so that you will be invited into the waters of baptism, as Jesus calls us. And finally, one thing we are hoping to do is to have at least one worship service off-site, in the city somewhere. We think the background, what we see, shapes us. And when we see our cityscape in front of us as we worship, we're reminded of all the people to whom God has called us, people who don't yet know who Jesus Christ is. So we may do that at a park. That may be a Sunday morning. It may be a different time. We may invite some other congregations to join us. But I think that space matters, and what we see makes a difference. And if we spend some time worshiping together with our city right in front of us, we'll be reminded of the places God has called us to serve. So when the Harpers planted Roy, they could not see what would happen above ground. They just tended the roots and trusted God for growth. And that's what we're going to do this year. We have tended the roots, and now we're going to trust God to help us grow wide. When Jesus gave that challenge in Acts chapter 1, the start in Jerusalem and go outward, he wasn't talking to experts. He wasn't talking to theologians. He wasn't talking to people who knew what they were doing. He was talking to everyday people, people just like you and me, who are unsteady at times and uncertain, but our hearts are aligned. We step out together in mission and do these things. So I'm asking you this year, plug in, serve, join us if you haven't already, encourage one another. Don't just watch the movement, be the movement. So, get your work clothes on. Get your shovels ready. Get your towels washed. God is sending us as a church on a ride. And we get to go together. Let's stand and sing.